The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yes! Go Cowboys!
This is Talkin' Cowboys. Streaming live from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star in Frisco.
Handoff, Elliott plowing to the goal line. Barry, sacked by Lord. Prescott keeps it, and he bangs it into the touchdown.
And now, your hosts, Isaiah Standback, Patrick Walker, and Kyle Yeomans.
It is a wonderful Say It With Your Chest Friday here on Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company at the Star in Frisco in the SWBC studios. Today we take a deeper dive into the Cowboys and the Texans. Noon kickoff on Fox this week. Alongside Patrick Nosey Walker, Isaiah Standback, Chris
Hi.
Beam running the ship in the back. I'm Kyle Yeomans. Gentlemen, how we doing?
Fantastic.
Feeling good, Kyle.
How you feeling?
Feeling good.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. Your French toast looked like it's slapping.
Yeah, man, I got a V for victory on. I'm ready to rock, baby. Let's go.
Is there any nutritional value to French toast?
That's why I give it to myself once a week. I allow myself to have French toast once a week.
So it's French toast Friday.
French toast Friday. I like
is that.
It.
Is that what you're rolling?
Let's get it on a t-shirt.
There's zero nutritional value to French toast.
French toast?
I'm asking Jim.
Yeah, no, you don't get even nothing positive. Well, unless you're about to go burn off some carbs.
Because that's
you can carb load.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, carb load. If you do it the right way.
Yeah, okay,
but yeah,
fair enough.
In general, no. Me and bread.
That's disappointing.
You have to know what carbs your body responds to and what carbs like put your body into just a freaking muffin top.
Mm-hmm.
and bread for me.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much everything puts me into a muffin top.
When I carb load, I do pizza.
I give you examples. Okay, so I do that. I'll do pizza once a week, too. Mm. Typically, I have pizza with the kids once a week.
Aren't you eating pizza on Sunday, too?
Yes, that's a Sunday. Mm. It's a Sunday I normally do pizza with the kids.
Okay.
So I might not be able to do pizza because we're supposed to do it that night. But we make pizzas at the house. But
that's nice.
I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Okay.
But I hate what bread does to me. I do a bunch of peanut butter.
Oh, yeah, that's first, right?
Yes.
Okay, just
yes.
Making sure. Continue. Absolutely. As you were.
Bunch of peanut butter.
Is that an argument? What goes first?
It's a Twitter argument.
That's stupid. It's peanut butter.
There you go.
Yeah.
But I try to cut back on my carbs because what bread does to me, so I eat it on a tortilla.
Oh.
Well, that's different.
Do you do like a carb balance tortilla or do you just do like the normal?
Wait, so PB&J on a tortilla? Okay.
Yeah, on a tortilla and I roll that thing up.
I've seen people do that before. Huh. That sounds smart. You
I've
can
never
even cut it too.
I've heard of that before.
Just bread.
So you do peanut butter on both slices, then put the jelly in the middle.
Mm. Have you ever done a triple dicker?
As long as you start with the peanut butter, I don't care.
No, you always start with the peanut butter because you have to put the peanut butter on both sides.
You're putting it on both sides.
Yes, and then you put the jelly in the middle because then it doesn't make the bread soggy.
Well, I don't like that technique.
I don't.
Dude,
my,
I have
my
to
sandwich
do this
never
every
lasts
for my
long
kids
enough. Yeah, that's what you're
Beamer. I'm a professional peanut butter and jelly sandwich maker.
Okay, I don't disregard your professionalism when it comes to the P&J sandwiches,
okay.
But I do have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
If you have three pieces of bread left and you have to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, many pieces of bread do you use?
If you have three left?
If you have the end cap left. You got two good pieces of bread and you got the end cap.
We call it the hand bread.
Okay, so you got two good pieces of bread and the end cap. How many pieces are you using, Beamer?
Well, first of all, I don't feed my kids the end cap.
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
the bougiest of booze about to say.
That's not bougie.
That is bougie.
That makes
half a serving size you just get rid of.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do you use the end cap when you first get in there?
I save it.
Squashes it down. Right?
I don't throw it away.
Well, yeah. It doesn't matter if they're squashed down, Beamer, because they're the slimmest of all of the slices anyway.
So if you end up with the two end caps, that's a perfectly fine
sandwich.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Wow.
That's a debate.
We're learning a lot about Chris Beamer in this moment.
Kyle, real quick. Have you ever had an end cap sandwich?
Yeah, of course I have.
Absolutely.
No way, dude.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll even fold it like a hot dog, and that way it holds both sides of it, and then you put the stuff in the middle.
That's called a bun now.
Listen, I'm sure
exactly.
This is what you do. If you only have two good pieces of bread in the end cap left, you take the first good piece of bread, you put the peanut butter, you put some jelly, then you put the end cap in the middle. Then you do the same process again, and then you put the good piece again. So you're sandwiching the end cap.
I'm with that.
But bro, that is next level thinking.
Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen.
Just help somebody.
We eat the end bread around
end bread,
here.
That's right.
We've been through hard times. If you've been through hard times, you have to say
peanut butter, no jelly. Ham, no burgers.
And we call it the hand. Why do we call it the hand? Because it's darker on one side, lighter on the other.
Stop. We need y'all to tell us on Twitter right now.
No, seriously, that's what
we
call it.
Do you guys use the end cap of the loaf of bread?
No.
We need to know.
You need to
put a poll out there, right?
Do I need to put another poll?
Yeah. Do you use the end cap of the loaf of bread? Yes or no?
If you are still watching Talking Cowboys at this point in the show, I appreciate you.
Hey, man, either you are so bored right now. Come on, man.
We tackle the topic.
Or you just love this show so much.
This is Texas Stadium fan base. This is the AT&T Stadium fan base. It's two different types of fan base.
We tackle the real life topics.
I don't think that's true. I think it's all one Cowboys Nation, and one Cowboys Nation uses the end cap.
I'm a Georgia boy. End cap.
Beamer's back there, like, put his pinky up.
I would never. It in the trash, like, oh, pardon, monsieur.
Oh,
all right, Lord. News and notes.
Let's go to news and notes.
I just walked in. I asked her about the end cap. She goes, "Oh, you mean the booty bread?"
I almost said something, but I'm really going to the news and notes now.
Code, please.
I'm really going.
We need our social team to ask the players when they come out of practice.
Bro, they're not going to ask them that.
Why not?
Do you eat the booty bread?
The end cap. They're not going to touch the booty bread.
First of all, you have to say that really fast because right after you hear booty, if you don't get that bread word in there real fast, you're probably not going to have a job.
The booty bread.
You're probably not going to
have a job. This is the end.
All right.
Don't delay.
News and notes. What would Rob do? W-R-D? Rob would eat the end bread.
Yeah, I believe Rob P.
I'm going to text him right now and see if he will.
Yeah. All right. So while we're texting Rob P. to make sure that he eats the end bread, Cowboys injury report. Jonathan Hankins, who missed Wednesday's practice with a personal matter, he was back and he was a full participant. Kelvin Joseph and Sam Williams both battled the same illness bug that kind of made its rounds here at Cowboys HQ. They were both back and both full participants in practice, so they are a go. No more concerns there whatsoever, which is big because Kelvin Joseph, as we all know, he's the lead horse in trying to replace Anthony Brown. And everybody else on the injury report was pretty much, there were no other changes. Everybody was as expected. Quentin Bohanna still limited as he works through that knee issue. Jayron Kearse, we know he's battling the shoulder, but expected to play just as he did last week. DeMarcus Lawrence, whole body hurts, but it's listed as just a simple foot. He was limited. He's still participating. He's still good to go. Flip to the Houston Texans side of the equation, and it still looks like a yikes. Nico Collins and Brandon Cooks, two of their top receivers, again, did not participate on Thursday. Neither are trending towards playing against the Cowboys. We'll see if either of them do. Another big name, Jerry Hughes, the Texans sack leader with 8 on the season. He returned to a full practice, so the Cowboys will have to contend with him, but they likely won't have to contend with Derek Stingley Jr., one of the starting cornerbacks who's out with a hamstring and an illness. He's now missed his second practice of the week. So the Cowboys, absent Anthony Brown, are trending very well, and obviously there's a chance that Tyron Smith plays this Sunday. We'll see if he does. But the bigger, or I should say the more likely of the two between he and James Washington is definitely trending towards playing against the Texans. So keep an eye on that. Either one of those would be a late week decision. And when I say late week, I'm speaking of tomorrow on Saturday.
That's awesome.
Now,
I'm happy to hear about Hankins, though.
Oh, that is true. Yeah. Do you want to say something on that real quick?
I mean, watch Film Room.
Yeah?
Definitely watch Film Room, because on Film Room we actually lay out that Hankins has his feet under him now. You remember the Dallas guy, when Dallas signed him, they had another 200-yard game, right? They had just came off a 200-yard game. They gave up another one as soon as they got him. Everybody was like, oh, he was supposed to make a big impact. He didn't, right? But now he knows the flow. He knows his role and how to work with these guys. And last week, he chose violence.
Oh, yeah.
He chose violence last week. And you'll see that on the Film Room. Go check it out. Kyle and myself are on there. I think we should be on YouTube somewhere, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, it's on there right now. Yeah. Now, the thing with Hankins, and you pointed this out initially, what he does differently is not pass rushing. No. He's not going to be a big sack guy. No. He may get one just by luck of the draw. However, what he does is he moves the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
He pushes guys backwards. Yeah. He's not being pushed backwards. Yeah. So that's what he needs to do consistently in order to say, okay, this guy's been worth the signing. That's what he's been doing, or at least he did it last week.
Yeah, if you have $0 in your bank account, you're an offensive lineman, okay, for the Texans, you're definitely going to have an overdraft fee because he's going to push you into the negatives. He's going to push you into the negatives. This dude put somebody into the lap of Jonathan Taylor last week, 4 yards deep in the backfield. It's pretty ridiculous what he can do to another grown man.
Yeah. 4 of his 5 tackles were on Jonathan Taylor. And of those 4 tackles, Taylor averaged only 1.5 yards per carry.
That'll
whenever
work.
Jonathan Hankins got his hands on him.
That's pretty bad.
I'll take
so
it.
So let's see some more of that against Damian Pierce. It just looks like, and we knew this was going to happen. We said it was going to happen, that it takes two, 3 weeks or so for a new addition to kind of get acclimated. And Jonathan Hankins looks like he's found his Dan Quinn sea legs here in Dallas. So, yeah, that's looking quite promising. But kind of flipping back to the offensive side of the ball, amidst all the talk of the high-profile free agent that the Cowboys and the Bills and the Giants have been courting, James Washington has quietly been putting his work in.
I'm excited.
Quietly been putting his work in. So if he gets an opportunity, and give him a second to get his bearings, because he's coming off a broken foot, and we talk about this ad nauseum
about
major
that.
Injuries. But if he can hit his stride by the time the playoffs arrive, which is basically the arc that everyone is hoping, was hoping, that OBJ would be able to do. If James Washington can do that, then the conversation is over there.
Am I the only one that's been excited about James Washington?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Sure.
That was actually.
I felt like I've been on an island by myself about James Washington.
Coming out of OK State, I was very freaking out. I was calling him Baby Dez.
Yeah. I remember saying that. I was like, I thought that was one of their best signings this year.
You think about the way he plays the. Yeah.
Baby Dez is a lot. Baby Dez is a stretch.
Right now, it is.
Yeah, I mean, but I get it. I get what you're saying. He's coming out of Oklahoma State. It's an easy comparison because of the uniform.
I'm not making that comparison, but I truly believe that he is going to allow Gallup and CD to get downfield more.
That's what I'm excited about.
I believe the things that CD is doing right now in the play action game is what James Washington's role actually is. Those crossing routes, right? Anything underneath, you're talking about 5 to 15 yards downfield, and you're going to allow CD and Gallup to get down the field because the O-line is blocking, right? They're number one in the league in terms of that. So I think they have been fulfilling James Washington's role, and now that he's going to be back, I'm hoping that he's 100%. I think he now resumes that underneath coverage role that you're seeing as crossing routes and things of that nature, allow our other guys to get down the field.
Speaking of CeeDee Lamb, let me tell you what CeeDee Lamb said yesterday about James Washington. He said, I've been playing against him since college. Now, keep in mind, both that you got Oklahoma State,
Bedlam.
Two Big 12 guys. To see him out here running around in practice, very explosive. He's your deep threat guy, so just be careful is all I'm going to say, end quote. CeeDee Lamb, he's singing the praises. Dak Prescott is as well. Where's Dak's quote? When Dak was asked if Washington can be a huge contributor, he said, yeah, most definitely. Over the past couple weeks, seeing him out there, being able to feel comfortable within himself, getting his timing, I'm confident in him, and it'll happen sooner than later. Spoke with James directly yesterday in the locker room, asked him how he feels after yesterday was his fifth official practice, I believe. He said he feels fantastic. He's planting with more physicality as far as he's confidence. Building the confidence in the foot. And he said he's attacking the ball more. He said he's no longer taking scout team reps. I said, well, is it a mixed bag between second team with Cooper? And he was like, no, this week was all first team.
Wow.
With Dak.
So
there you go.
I'm interested to see how
he cometh
fast they build a connection. The reason why I say that, because there might be some passes that you see early on where the timing is off. Just because of that point, in practice, he might be running it a certain way, but in the game, he might be calculating his steps initially. Mm-hmm. When you're coming off a foot injury, I had the Liz Frank injury where I completely blew my foot out, right? So totally understand it from his perspective, what he's dealing with in terms of having to build that confidence up. Instinctively, he has to learn how to just play again. Because when you hurt your foot, you're literally thinking about every step. When I'm running full speed, do I run full speed and try to cut at the top of my route? Or do I go 3/4?
You're afraid to hear
that. You know what I'm saying? Like, do I really push off of that first step out my break? Or do I kind of take
mental hurdle?
Do I take another little gather just to ensure that I'm good? And then I'll accelerate again. So that's why I'm saying you might see a little bit of disconnection at first.
Yeah.
But there's going to be something that he does that is going to check the box for him and is going to allow for him just to go
play. And keep in mind, make sure that everyone is setting the appropriate expectation here. This is a guy, number one, coming off of the first major injury of his football life, but also did not have, for the most part, a training camp because he went down early in training camp with Dak Prescott. So those two are really going to have to get their game timing together. So that might take 2 or 3 weeks. But again, if he ends up on satisfactorily on the same condition – or trajectory as what everyone was hoping OBJ would do, come in December, ramp up, be ready for the playoffs. If that happens with James Washington, then there you go. No harm, no foul.
He's major. This is major.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand it. I know we do. I don't know how much fans do, but I hope fans understand how much of a component he is to this team. How valuable he can be. This is
huge. Two offensive additions. You got James Washington and you got Big 7-7 still out there looking good.
I just hope it all works out. I really do. Because I think it will be an addition to this wide receiver room that's been much needed. And you mentioned it a moment ago, maybe taking a little bit of the responsibility off of the plate of CeeDee Lamb. It's a good thing. Mm-hmm. It allows CeeDee Lamb to do other things really, really well. However, I think if I had the ideal world and there wasn't an injury that James Washington was coming back from, I would flip that. I would have James Washington as your downfield guy, and I would have CeeDee Lamb underneath in space. That's where he was good at Oklahoma. That's where he's had some success this year. But I agree with you because I think as soon as James Washington is back, they're not going to unhinge him. No, they're not going to let him loose down the field. They're not going to let him go one-on-one and be physical with receivers. He'll get to that point.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
The reason why I like James Washington underneath, even though he has the capabilities of going deep with his speed,
sure,
is he can work the underneath because of what CD and Gallup are going to require in terms of respect on the outside.
Science.
So if you have a CD on the outside, the same thing when Coop was here, right? When Coop decided to run a deep post, he's taking two.
Oh, yeah.
You better send two.
Yeah.
Send one if you want to. We're going to make you pay. It's going to be the same thing with CD. We're going to send him on a deep post, and we're going to run dog on James Washington underneath that. Make a decision. Who you want to stay with? You want to send two with CD, or you want to man up CD and have him one-on-one? Your call.
Either way.
Your choice.
And CD is warning you. He literally just said he's a deep threat guy. He said all I'm saying. And for Washington's part, I asked him how does he feel now versus the past 4 weeks. He said, I feel great from 4 weeks ago to now. I feel a lot stronger in my plants and catching the ball in general. It's kind of like riding a bike at this point. Once you start doing it, it all feels natural. And he said it'll come back to him once he gets the game reps. Yep. And then he said quickly, like the way he said quickly, like he paused for effect, looked at me and was like, quickly. Okay, J-Dub.
You know what my fear is, though? I have one fear, Kyle.
What's your fear?
Kay Moore.
Not going to utilize him the right way?
No, that's not my fear.
Okay.
Might try to utilize him too much.
Okay. Dip your toe in the water.
He just started getting comfortable with his toys. He's good, right? He has his play time. He has his free time after you do your homework and after you do your chores. You have your play time, and he knows he got his whole little thing. And my toys are over here. I got this one. I play like this. Boom, boom, boom. Now a new toy comes in.
Uh-oh.
Oh, crap. Do I throw off the schedule? Do I start trying to do too much? Or do I stick with what's been working?
We're going back to throwing 40 times?
That's my fear.
Because you got to get 10 to James Washington?
I think you're on the right track, but I think the viewing angle for me is slightly different in that you could view it as, because it might happen, but if it happens, I don't know that it would be Kellen Moore getting away from what's working, which should scare people. Mm-hmm. As much as it would be saying we've got to get him some targets.
Understood.
Because we've got to ramp him up.
Sure.
So ideally what would happen in that scenario is
you would target him
and whatever targets you give to him, you would kind of siphon away two from CD, two from Michael Gallup. Two from CD, two from Michael Gallup.
Fans right now.
Don't
you dare touch CD's attempts.
Right, two. Okay, fair. Two take from Michael
four.
Gallup.
Take all four from Mike.
Two from Gallup. Three from Noah Hendershot. Brown. One from Turpin that you weren't going to give him anyway. One from the tight end
one
unit.
One hand off from Turpin.
There you go.
One from Tolbert that he was going to drop.
Oh. Beamer.
Top rope, baby.
See, this is what happens
on
when
end caps.
This is
what say with your
when
chest, Beamer.
When you don't eat the end caps. Eat the end cap.
Come on, man.
So if you do just some simple siphoning here and there, you can get James Washington, five targets over his first couple of games without disrupting CeeDee Lamb or Michael Gallup, and more importantly, without getting away from the run game.
Oh, man.
I need to teach somebody.
I love how everything you said there was so true, and it was very deep, and it was analytical, but the only thing I could think about is is bread.
Yes.
I'm over here thinking about t-shirt ideas. We eat the end caps.
End cap and no end cap. Right. Oh, man. All right. Let's take our first break, Beamer. Off the top rope, Chris Beam with a shot at Jalen Tolbert. It's true, though. There's frustration with Jalen Tolbert
There's a lot of frustration with Tolbert right now.
He's been disappointing, and it's no surprise. It really, I mean, it is a surprise that it's happening, but it's no surprise that there's frustration is really where I'm leading. So.
Do you feel his presence on special teams?
No. That's the problem. I think that's where it starts.
Well, I think you're going to have to now because Kelvin Joseph is going to see his special teams drop ripped wide.
I'm saying he's out there.
No.
Tober's there. Do you feel his presence?
That's my point. He's going to have to, in that capacity, he and Jabril Cox are both going to have to start to make their presence felt on special teams.
Good point.
Because while Kelvin Joseph has become a penalty magnet on special teams, he's also been one of the better ones outside of getting those penalties. So he's one of the more physical guys getting downfield making those plays.
Does Tolbert – no, let's not even ask that question.
What were you going to say? Say it with your chest. It's Friday.
It is Friday. Is Tolbert going to be active?
If James Washington is,
then I'd say no.
I'm kind of right there with you.
I'd say no.
I think there's a good chance he's not active.
You're not carrying that many wide receivers into a game.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Let's take our first break.
Four tight ends.
And they all earn it.
Yeah, they all are earning it. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we've got your matchups to watch.
Heck yeah.
Between the Cowboys and the Texans. How can the Cowboys get to win number 10 when we come back on Talking Cowboys right after this?
When you build, you start with the foundation. And home ownership is a foundation of a stable future. The Bank of America Community Home Ownership Commitment has helped over 34,000 people lay the groundwork so far with up to $10,000 towards your down payment or 3% of the purchase price, whichever is less. The satisfaction of owning your own place can become a reality. Visit bankofamerica.com/homeowner to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, equal housing lender. Credit and collateral is subject to approval. Restrictions apply. This is not a commitment to lend.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now, Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is, Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Are you ready to take coffee off your grocery list forever? Black Rifle Coffee Club is here to help. As a coffee club member, you'll get your favorite coffees roasted, packaged, and shipped to your door free of charge on your preferred schedule. Set it, forget it, and never run low on coffee again. Members also get exclusive deals on coffee, products, and discounts from partner brands. Ease your mind and let Black Rifle worry about your coffee supply. Go to blackriflecoffee.com to join the coffee club today.
Back to Talkin' Cowboys.
James Wright is your 2022 Cowboys Fan of the Year.
Woo!
James brings the spice to every Dallas Cowboys game, and he now needs your help to bring it to the Super Bowl. Vote for James to be given the ultimate title of NFL Fan of the Year presented by Captain Morgan by casting your vote at NFL.com/Fan of the Year. Go vote for James Wright, your 2022 Cowboys Fan of the Year.
We've got
a ton of great fans out there, which is why he should win because Cowboys Nation has the best fan base.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's factual.
There are millions that deserve the Fan of the Year title.
I had to do that for Rob P. I'm sorry.
Only the ones that he didn't answer my text message.
Oh, wow. Big time, Jordan.
Yeah, he's already big time.
Because he's busy eating the end
cap.
He's
making the end cap.
Busy.
That's going to be the poll we're going to ask everybody in the office today.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Literally everybody.
We'll let you know your upbringing.
Coach Mike McCarthy, Kyle Yeomans, DallasCowboys.com. Do you eat the end caps on your bread, like your loaf of bread? Do you eat that? Or yes or no? Let's see if that's the case. Oh, hello. We've got a special guest. How's it going? Look, yeah, you going to hop on?
Yeah, she is.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them who she, you are. She worked here long before. Long before I
she
did.
Was you, Kyle.
What's oh, up, yeah? Y'all? You want to come with me?
How's it going?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing
I'm Dia.
Great.
Dia worked Wall. Here. Dia yeah. Wall. Gosh, I worked here 2008 to 2011, so three seasons when Isaiah was playing.
Yep, long wow. time ago. Long, long time ago.
Long, long time ago. And now I'm here to go to the game on Sunday. Brought my kids up.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying to raise Chiefs, not Chiefs fans, in Kansas City. So that's
yeah,
a,
yeah. Have fun with that.
So you, did you drive down? Did you fly down from Kansas City?
We flew.
Nice.
What's up, big man?
Very nice. I like the jerseys. He's like, oh, yeah. I like the shirt.
Oh yeah. Quality.
Dia, we
parenting.
Have a question for you.
Quality. Ready.
Parenting. Okay.
Oh, hit it.
Got a
ready.
Question for you, Dia.
Hit her with it. Let's right, go. Let's
hit
go.
Her with it.
Do when you make your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Yes.
Do you use the end caps?
No.
You throw
that's
them away.
What I'm talking about, Dia.
No.
You don't use the end.
So
grid.
If you have two, if you have the end caps left in the bag, you toss the bag.
Yeah.
No.
What's it? It's like the driest part of the loaf. God. Nobody wants that.
Let's go. This is sad.
It is.
I mean,
I had so much respect for you. I really did.
Dia, you're supposed to hold
yeah.
it.
No, I'm sorry. I can't do it. Now, if it's my kids, I might give it to them, depending on the day.
Oh. Pass the struggle down. The struggle rolls down here.
Look, I just hope
you've earned the right. It's okay.
I hope y'all are enjoying the digs in here, boy. This come a long way.
Yeah, it's come a long way. It's come a heck
no
of a
doubt.
Long way.
Now, Dia, were you on Talking Cowboys or were you on the
no,
break?
No, so I was on Cowboys break, but back then it was the lunch break. You hear my children having a ball. My son said, oh, it's a playroom. I digress. When I was here, I remember fighting with Derek and Nick and the crew. I was like, we need a Facebook page. They thought social media was ridiculous.
Wow. Mm.
And so, yeah, now.
That's changed.
I mean, pushing them to do, like, silly video content. Yeah. Like, this was, like, 12, 13 years ago now, which is wild to think about.
Shh, don't talk about age.
I mean, you. Hey, right but you holding it down, say, though. That's say, all
I'm
that
trying,
matters.
I'm trying. Yeah. I got so, back support right now.
Okay, so it's what are you up to now? What's on your table at the moment?
So, right now, we're going to.
That's
on your table.
That right there.
That's
right there.
Trying to keep my kids from burning the star down. That's number one. But I just really wanted to come back. I always like to touch base and see the people here. This is where I started my career. And you always hear it, but it goes by so fast that, like, these people are like my family. Like, I was a crazy, barely out of internship level when I started here. And so I always want to come back, tap in, say hey. And then feed my children, sure. Run around. And then, of course, I'll be at the game on Sunday. I'm looking forward to that.
Your current career?
Current career.
Oh, current career. So I'm a news anchor now. Yeah, so I'm the primary evening anchor in Kansas City at the NBC affiliate,
that's
which is really dope. Yeah.
Boom.
And so, but honestly, I always laugh. Like, the foundational things I learned here is really what set me up to be successful. So, yep, when the Cowboys came to town last season, I was able to see a bunch of the crew who came in town. That was fun. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing now.
That's good.
That's awesome. You can follow her on Twitter, by the way. She's a great Twitter follow, and you've got a ton of Cowboys content. You might be a news anchor. You're keeping up with the Cowboys. We see it. Look, holding it down.
Much to the chagrin of Chiefs Kingdom, where I live.
Oh, I'm sure.
But, no, I bleed blue.
We might keep doing it.
Might see y'all after a while.
Listen, don't give me
in
that
Arizona?
Level of stress.
And maybe?
So the draft is in Kansas City next year. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are going to be there, hit me up in April.
Already.
I know we can't say it, but I can take out for some drinks. Yeah,
Fun. Hey, there you go. Some Miller Lights. That's what it is. Yeah.
Oh, Miller Light. Absolutely. Got to stay on brand.
Yeah.
Hey, good to see you guys.
All right,
thanks for taking some time. Have fun. Yeah, it is a playroom.
Good to see you guys.
Here's your pumpkin.
Oh, that's right up your alley, Kyle. He's got the pumpkin.
He does. He's got the pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I want to say I actually if that was in Beamer's room, I want to say I bought that pumpkin.
I just knew that she was going to say she ate the end caps.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to hold it down.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is going on?
She has come a long way if she's not eating the end caps.
I
remember when she first started.
That's all that is.
We was all broke five broke.
Wow.
That's all it is. She's ascended.
Yeah,
that's fair. Fans know Dia Wall.
Oh yeah. We follow each other on Twitter. I've never gotten to meet her in person because this is her first time down here. So that's awesome.
Consistent.
Q Good to see her. Good to have her in here and talk a little bit because
Beamer really just wanted to send her in here to affirm what he said.
Because he knew.
He knew. He had already asked her.
I didn't know until she got in there and I was like,
yeah, okay. That's a real deal. It's going to be us versus Beamer the rest of the day. Really? You eat the end caps? How dare you?
You know what I'm going to do? Beamer's going to go to his car one day. He's going to have two end caps inside his windshield wiper.
All right, hold on a second. You guys want to hear something really funny?
Yes.
I pull up Twitter and you know the first ad I get?
Bread.
Uncrustables.
No. My phone target audience.
Watch me. The ads are targeted.
targeted.
Oh my God. Uncrustables.
Check your privacy settings.
Oh goodness. All right. We've got about 10 minutes before we need to get to Pick'ems. If you want to give us a call, be a part of our Pick'em segment. 888-855-2297. 888-855-2297. Let's get somebody new.
If you're out there and you have never called for Pick'ems, do it now.
Call today.
Especially if you eat the end caps.
Yeah. We're going to ask you.
We want to hear
from you. If you're on the line, we're asking you about the end caps.
Yeah, so
prepare
yourself.
It's a debate of the day.
Prepare to explain yourself as well.
Patrick, when you're looking at this Texans-Cowboys matchup, you can't eat the cheese.
Nope.
It's been the conversation
all week
long.
Cheese don't taste good.
It don't taste good.
You
don't like it.
Nope.
Not around these parts.
Nope.
How does the Cowboys... How do the Cowboys not eat the cheese by taking advantage of this matchup?
It's going to be, and I know we need the Cowboys, and the Cowboys need the Cowboys to continue to lead with Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott in whatever fashion they tend to do that. Mm-hmm. But when it goes to setting that up and then you get the play action, you got to, and I love who you circled, you got to test Jalen Petrie. Like, you got to test him. I don't care who you throw at him. I don't care if it's Noah Brown, CeeDee Lamb, or Michael Gallup. Wherever Petrie is at on the field, that's your target. That's your first read if you're Dak Prescott. And then you just go away from there. But, yeah, Petrie, he's been struggling. Yes, he leads the Texans in interceptions this season. He has three, which, you know, if you're a stat watcher only, which is why you should never be a stat watcher only.
Mm-hmm.
You should watch the games and the film, and you should get all of it.
Film's important.
For context. Because if you just look at the stats, you say, oh, well, Petrie has the same number of interceptions
Isaiah
as Trayvon
doesn't watch
Diggs.
The games, though, according to Twitter.
But while he has the same number of interceptions as
Deron Bland almost has the same amount in one game,
correct.
Son.
And there ain't and shouts out to Bland. Bland is the new spicy, but he ain't Trayvon either.
Nope.
So Petrie struggles in coverage mightily wherever he is on the field. Dak Prescott, that needs to be your first read, period.
By the way, Petrie, I mentioned how he was 85 of 88 total safeties grade-wise on PFF.
Did he drop?
No, he's still there.
Oh.
Owens, who's on the other side.
Fired on your day off. Okay.
Somebody from the Raiders or the Rams had a decent game, and it just like elevated him.
Stealing boxes.
But Jonathan Owens out of Missouri Western State, he's on the other side. He's the free safety, whereas Petrie's kind of the strong safety.
86.
He's 81. So it's 81 and 85 out of 88 total safeties, and those are your two starters
wait a minute,
for the Texans.
81 and 85 out of 88. Throw 88 at both of them and have a good day.
What about 85?
85,
Noah Brown?
Get some 85, some 88. Let's do it.
Kyle,
where's 81?
What number do you want to wear this week?
What number do I want to wear?
Yeah, this week.
Just jersey number?
Yeah, pick a number. Any number.
Four.
Okay,
why not?
Cool. All right, now you... Throw four in there, too. Anybody can.
Yeah.
Their secondary's trash.
Yeah.
Trash.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about matchups-wise. My favorite number is 23.
Yeah. If you were in the game, Kyle, I would throw it to you.
Oh, thanks, man.
No problem.
Appreciate you.
Go route.
Let me go. Can I stretch
hook?
First?
This is the experiment game, right?
Hook, 5-0.
Am I getting out there?
Yeah, let's freaking go.
Right. Are you telling him to go, or are you making him actually run a route? He has to come out of his
break.
I
would put Kyle on a go route.
I played tight end, so I mean, I can run a route.
You're not playing tight end in the NFL, Kyle.
I'm not that big.
No, you're not that
big. I ain't
big.
That big.
I would never decapitate you like that. I'm
going
to see you on the outside.
I did an event on Monday with Jake Ferguson and Peyton Hendershot, and I love those guys, and we've interacted quite a bit since I've gotten here. Dude, I was sitting next to them for a good 10 minutes, and I couldn't remember feeling that small. Mm-hmm. To guys that aren't wide.
Yeah.
They're not wide. They're just
solid.
They're long. Yeah. I mean, they're just tall. Matchup to watch, Isaiah.
Damian Pierce.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really
it. Neutralize him.
Yeah, that's it. I don't even think. Is Cooks going to play? Probably not. I don't know.
Probably not.
I bet you he does, though. Yeah, this is. Really remember, he almost ended up here.
I've never been threatened by him. And I honestly don't even like the fact that they were looking at him. I don't think he's that much of a game changer, personally. I personally don't.
I think he has a
great skill set.
He can be.
He can be, but I mean.
Yeah.
But anyways, I mean, yeah, Damian Pierce is a guy that I'm looking at.
Fair.
And I think that our defense is going to continue to do what they've been doing over these past three games in terms of allowing less than 90 yards per game. I'm looking forward to seeing that. But as I've said on film room, as I said on special edition, he's the most physical back we've faced this year.
Wait, so Kyle, I see where you were going with that. But Brandon Cooks, I mean, because we could speak about it in the context of what we just said. Brandon Cooks, yeah, it sounds as if reports are accurate, he almost came here. But if anything, that – steals any motivation he has because he's playing against a team that tried to save him.
Yeah, but they didn't actually like pull the trigger.
No, I say that to say there can't be any angst from Brandon Cooks because
you know how the mind games go. It happens all the time. Malik Hooker, Indianapolis did nothing wrong to Malik Hooker. They just moved on from him.
That's a different.
It's
situation.
A little bit different. I know it's not. Him. It's not as heightened as that one specifically. Right. But Cooks Dallas didn't go any. Get Brandon Cooks.
Cooks doesn't have any ill will towards a Cowboys team.
Everybody has ill will against the Cowboys. That's the thing.
Try to drag him out of hell. But
this is different. People hate this, especially when they're good.
It was the gatekeeper.
I don't think it's a
in Hades that kept him from.
It's
leaving.
Not an ill will. Is when you play Dallas, you're going to end up on ESPN a lot more.
Yeah, that's also true.
It's a lot more exposure.
It is. I bet you he plays. I really do.
I don't doubt that he. I mean, maybe he does. Maybe even he if doesn't. He does, I'm play, saying that there's not an added motivation for Brandon Cooks.
Even if Brandon Cooks steps on the field with the helmet on, shoulder pass, thigh pass, butt pad,
stop Pierce, and there you go.
Pierce is the most dangerous man on the field for them offensively.
No doubt.
Facts.
You neutralize him, you neutralize the Texans. Facts. That's basically how it goes.
There's no way you shouldn't beat up on Davis Mills.
Yeah.
No way.
All right. Guys, it is time.
Woo!
To make some picks.
Let's do it.
Give us a call, 888-855-2297. We'll get you on and ask you if you eat the end caps, but we'll also have you as a part of our Pick'em segment. Does Isaiah still have the lead year? He had an interesting week last week. We'll tell you who the new leader is in the clubhouse when we come back with more Talking Cowboys.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now, Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is, Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Black Rifle Coffee Company serves premium coffee to people who love America. When you drink Black Rifle Coffee, you are directly supporting veterans, law enforcement, and first responders in your community. Black Rifle's expert roasters love coffee almost as much as Texas loves football, so it makes sense that America's Coffee partnered with America's team. Go online at blackriflecoffee.com and fuel up with the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. That's blackriflecoffee.com to fuel up today.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes 4 Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10, free shipping.
Back to Talking Cowboys.
Dak Prescott is this year's Cowboys nominee for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award presented by Nationwide. Recognizing NFL players for outstanding community service off the field and excellence on the field. Help Dak earn $25,000 donation to his Faith Fight Finish Foundation by voting on Twitter, tweet or retweet the hashtag WPMOY challenge followed by Dak Prescott through January 8th. Vote Dak right now. WPMOY Challenge, and that's the hashtag, followed by Dak Prescott. Welcome back in to Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. Isaiah Stanback, Patrick Nosey Walker.
W-W-R-D.
I'm Kyle Yeomans.
WWRD.
What would Rob do? We finally got an answer from Rob Phillips. He's working his 9-to-5 job. He's probably still listening.
Come on,
maybe just whenever he can. You know, he's back at his desk.
He had to
run around the office. Now he's back. He's got the headphones back on. I asked him, I said, do you eat / serve the inbred when finishing a loaf at home?
Come on.
I said, or do you avoid it altogether and stay away from that piece of bread? He said, I eat it.
Yes!
Let's go.
Said I paid for it, LOL.
Let's go, Rob.
What would Rob do? Four for four in the studio.
Let's go.
It's 4-2.
And Beamer. Look like we're...
Actually, I guess 4-3. Jazz counts as
the NCAP's already taking the lead on Twitter. We got Kevin Shepler, who says he's no NCAP. However...
So that would be 4-4.
Right. We then have... Where'd you go? Keem215 says, you got to eat the NCAPs of the bread. Just flip them, Johns, to the odd side. So the dark part is on the inside. We got at Queen Confection. She says, definitely eat the NCAPs. Real quick. Question is, do you use strawberry or grape jelly?
Oh, that's a whole other conversation. I switch it up.
I do it both. I'm okay with either.
Yeah.
Grape jelly, I'm a wild man.
I'm willing to mix them together.
If you put them at the same time?
If you only have one little squirt left at the end, you gotta.
I choose violence.
I'm scared. I am.
If you have two full bottles, you use both still?
Not every time. But every once in a while. No, that's no different.
It got to be the end.
And we'll get to the caller, but that's no different from we're talking about struggle in life, right? When you were younger and you only had, half a bowl left of Captain Crunch and half a bowl left of Fruit Loops.
Absolutely.
And
you put them, too.
Oh, yes.
That's different.
But I'm saying that's
if you had two full boxes, you're not mixing them.
Honestly, that was the fun part is putting like the Fruit Loops and the Fruity Pebbles and kind of throwing it all together.
Fruity Pebbles because I was running out.
Oh, you're ridiculous. Stop it. I'm about to fight.
Your mama let you open up two fresh jars?
One at a time, Kyle.
Exactly.
Let me.
You better use that one first.
But it happened.
Okay, gotcha.
And, my backside was made more tan because
My daughter got a welt in her soccer game last night. I had to explain to her what a welt was. I was like, your daddy used to have these on his butt all the time.
Switch off the tree.
Oh, no.
I digress from our child abuse days.
Sorry.
Oh, great. Let's go to DraftKings and make some money. Dak Prescott up at the top. You can play for free over $1 million with a deposit. He costs $6,500, but he's going up against a defense that allows the third fewest fantasy points throughout the season against opposing quarterbacks. Ezekiel Elliott, $6,100. Dalton Schultz, $4,400. And then the Cowboys defense, $3,800. I think that is an absolute steal because the Texans have the second fewest fantasy points or second worst fantasy point in the entire NFL against defenses and special teams. Isaiah, who you got on that one?
I'm going with the Dallas defense for $3,800, Kyle.
I'm right there with you. That's an easy one. What you got?
I went with the Dallas defense last week. They got me 5 takeaways.
Yeah.
This Houston Texans team is worse than the Colts. Ooh. Give me the Cowboys defense.
Dallas defense almost single-handedly won me my fantasy game last week because my team was not very good last week, and it single-handedly lifted me to victory. So we could do the same for you on DraftKings.com. Reminder, play for free for over $1 million with your deposit. So those are our matchups to watch. It's time to give you an update on the standings, gentlemen. Isaiah had a rough week. So the fans have now taken over in the lead. That's Cowboys Nation has overtaken Isaiah, but it's only by a game. It's only by a game. And then one game back from Isaiah is Patrick, breathing right down his neck.
I'm coming for you.
I told you. And by the way, this is the closest that first and last have been in quite some time because I'm only 2 games back from Patrick at the moment. I'm
tight,
coming, boys. We've got about, 5 weeks left?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got some games.
Clip it.
Using trouble.
Stop.
Using trouble.
Clip it, Beamer.
No, don't. You're terrible.
Jimmy Latane on Twitter says, I'll eat the end caps for a Cowboys Super Bowl. Sir?
That's what it would take for you to eat the end cap?
Right. I'd eat it for free.
Yeah, what are you doing? You pay for it. Go with Rob. All right, we're going to start with introducing our guest picker here on Talking Cowboys today. From the land of enchantment out in Las Cruces, New Mexico, we've got Kent on the line. What's up, Kent?
Hey, not much. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great.
Fantastic.
Do you eat the end caps of the bread?
We need to know.
No.
Oh, that's my guy, Kid.
New Mexico's bougie, man.
Well, Kent, we thank you for calling.
I have to agree with your friend that you just had in there. It's too dry.
Yeah, Dia Walsh.
You're not enchanted, Kent.
Kent's my guy.
Kent representing the Beamer squad. All right.
Well, hey, and Beamer, just for Beamer also, my kids love Uncrustables.
Hey, Uncrustables are solid, but it's just a different conversation.
I keep mine in the freezer.
Oh, yeah, I do the same thing, no doubt. All right, Kent, we're going to have some games to pick. We're going to let you start us off with an NFC East matchup. The Eagles on the road against the Giants. Can New York upset the 11-1 Eagles and help the Cowboys out a little bit? What do you say, Kent?
Oh, man, I wish they could, but I just don't see it happening. I'd have to take the Eagles on that one.
Patrick.
It's time for the Giants to get a bounce back win. Giants win this one.
I got a gut feeling on this one. My head says Eagles, but my heart and my gut at the same time say Giants.
And Giants are scrapping for a playoff.
Give me New York. Yeah.
Eagles are a very dominant bird.
Mm-hmm. You picked the Chiefs last week, made fun of us for picking the Bengals. How did that go for you?
Right here, Kyle. Right here.
Right here. How did that go?
Right here.
That go okay? No? You want to keep going second place?
Still,
all right.
Still beating you guys.
Yeah, you are.
By the way, Barkley's questionable in that game with the neck injury.
No, that's you don't know. Say that now.
We'll be all right.
He's playing.
Yeah, he'll make it work.
He's playing.
Jets on the road against the Bills.
Did he pick?
He picked the Eagles. Jets on the road against the Bills. Buffalo at 9-3. The Jets at 7-5. It's a nice little cold one up in Buffalo. Isaiah.
The Buffalo Rome.
Yeah, give me Bills.
That they do, Buffalo.
And Kent.
Yeah, Buffalo.
All right. There are some really meh matchups throughout the league this week, just by the way. Buccaneers on the road against the San Francisco 49ers. Tampa Bay and Tom Brady starting to find a little bit of rhythm. Can they keep that going? Patrick.
49ers defense, Brady versus Purdy. Mm-hmm. San Francisco's defense. Give me the 49ers.
Ooh, yeah, Brady versus Purdy.
Yeah, but it's give me the 49ers.
Still going to give Purdy?
Defense.
Give me the Buccaneers to get a win on the road. I'm going out on a limb on that one. Isaiah.
It doesn't matter who hands the ball off for the 49ers.
Ah, okay. Dolphins on the road against the Chargers. Give me Miami. This is the Sunday night game. I'm going to be watching this one. Two offenses that can get up and go. Give me Miami on the road at SoFi Stadium to get a win. Kent. Oh, I forgot to get Kent on Buccaneers and 49ers. What you got on that one?
I've got the 49ers. Like Isaiah said, you got too good a running game, too good a defense. So I think they'll handle the Buccaneers.
And what you got on Dolphins and Chargers?
Dolphins.
Okay. Patrick.
I picked the Chargers at home last time. I got burnt by them. I'm going with the Dolphins.
Okay.
Rob Finkel.
Finkel is Einhorn.
Go ahead and say the team.
Miami.
Okay.
Finkel is Einhorn. And Einhorn is Finkel.
Patriots on the road against the Cardinals this week. This is the Monday night football game. Arizona at home and 4-8, scrambling at the moment, but still technically, I guess, in the hunt, but not really at the same time. Who you got in that one, Isaiah?
One more time.
Patriots at Cardinals.
Oh, Patriots.
Okay.
Patriots.
Give me the Pats too. Kent.
Yeah, I got the Pats.
All right. And then one more. Let's go Ravens at the Steelers. Ooh. 8-4 Ravens in Pittsburgh. This is a noon kickoff. These two teams absolutely despise each other. Patrick, start us off.
Is Lamar playing?
No.
No.
Steelers.
Wow. 5-7 Steelers over the 8-4 Ravens?
Is Lamar playing?
No.
Steelers.
You don't trust Tyler Huntley?
Is Lamar playing?
No. Okay. Okay. I get it. Kent.
I've got to agree. Without Lamar, I got to take the Steelers at home.
Nah, give me the Ravens on the road. Isaiah? Even without Lamar.
Someone tells me Steelers, but I like Huntley, so I'm going to go Huntley.
I think he's played well in the spots that he's had to. All right, here's the one that really matters. It looks like on paper the easiest pick'em we've ever had. However, can the Cowboys' run defense hold up? Can they stay away from the cheese? The 1-10-1 Texans making the short trip up I-45, coming to Dallas, looking to invade AT&T Stadium. The Cowboys at 9-3. Kent, who you got in this one?
I bet the Cowboys. I'll take them 42-10, and I'll stop at 42 because I think they're going to have the second teamers in probably by the third quarter.
I like it. I like it a lot. Kent, thanks so much for calling, and thanks for listening as always. We'll talk to you again down the line.
All right. Talk to you later.
There he goes. Kent from New Mexico representing Patrick.
You know what I love about that, Kent, other than you not eating the end caps, is not only do we both have the Cowboys winning, and I'll slide this as a receipt.
Okay.
Cowboys win 44-10.
Yep.
Is my prediction. Can't put 42-10. I got 44-10.
You're right at it.
Yeah.
The receipts are there.
Damian Pierce gets one touchdown, but other than that, Cowboys shut it out.
Okay. I'll go next. Give me the Cowboys winning big 43-16. Cowboys get a 40 burger.
43.
16 points. I think the run game kind of happens a little bit.
Huh? Is that a score gummy?
43-16. I don't think
it may
be.
Like a score gummy.
I doubt it. I bet you there's a 43-16 game.
What you got?
What you got, Isaiah?
43-13.
Oh.
Cowboys.
Is that
in caps?
In caps.
In cap radio.
it's not Scorigami. 49ers Seahawks in 2018 was the first 43-16 final in NFL history.
Seattle won that.
Bullocks.
No, they didn't. Damn. Sorry, bud. Yeah, they got blasted.
Bullocks.
Yeah. But yeah, 43-16 is my score. You said, what was it?
43-13.
And 44-10.
All right. Cowboys get the win, and they get it in a big way. We'll be here on Monday to break it down for you, win or lose, at AT&T Stadium. Have a safe weekend, everybody. If you're going to the game, have some fun. By the way, it is official. We've got an announcement coming. Dallas Cowboys pregame live. We'll be back at the stadium for the Christmas Eve game, just not this weekend, but we'll give you more information on that we get closer. For Chris Beam, Isaiah Sandback, Patrick Nosey Walker, special thanks to Black Rifle Coffee Company. We'll be back on Monday for Talking Cowboys.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!